classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, critics say Donald Trump has questions to answer after he claimed it was a great time to buy shares hours before markets surged over his 90-day pause on higher tariffs. Most countries face a 10% levy on goods at the American border, China being the exception with a new 145% rate. Former stockbroker Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, says there's no way the US president is guilty of insider trading.
I personally don't find it overly suspicious, and especially since he told it to everybody at once. So if he hadn't said anything and he told five of his best friends that I'm going to, you know, ease this tariff situation, you should be buying, that would be illegal.
Financial analysts say today's GDP figures are pretty much redundant because of looming tariffs. The UK economy grew 0.5% unexpectedly in February. The Chancellor says the figure is encouraging. Ukraine's been given an extra £350 million of military aid by the UK. Defence Secretary John Healey is leading talks with more than 50 nations in Brussels. Tommy Robinson's lawyers argue he has suffered an evident decline in his mental health while segregated in prison in Milton Keynes. The far-right activist is challenging his sentence for contempt of court on compassionate grounds. And a group of toad patrollers in a village near Bath have hit a major milestone. They've now helped 50,000 amphibians reach their breeding grounds in the last 2 decades. Chalcombe Lane is closed to traffic for 6 weeks every year, and every night volunteers go out and collect the toads, frogs and newts and carry them across the road. Michael Collins is one of the rescuers.
The road is the biggest barrier, and it's made such a huge difference having the road closure and having the support of local residents. And I think there's a real sense of pride locally about what the patrol's been doing over that sort of 22-year period.
And the weather, a mostly warm, dry and sunny day. It will be cloudy in Scotland with some rain across the Northern Isles and a high of 22. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And of course, we all know what goes dot, dot, croak. Morse, toad. I'll get my coat. Not a toad in sight now. Just Tchaikovsky.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Flight to Neverland from the movie Hook, music by John Williams, who was also our man on duty to conduct the Boston Pops Orchestra, and the Sleeping Beauty Waltz by Tchaikovsky. It was the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra under Naimi Yevi, approaching 2:15. Thank you for choosing Classic FM this Friday afternoon. Plenty of music to share with you and our Hall of Fame 3 at 3. Saint-Saëns is up next. A man who, like Mozart, was actually a child prodigy, who started composing at the age of 3. At 11 years old, he debuted as a concert pianist. His path then crossed with the Spanish violinist Pablo de Sarasate, another child prodigy. And at 15, he asked Saint-Saëns to write a violin concerto for him, which he did. And then 4 years later, Saint-Saëns wrote a second work for Sarasate, the Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, designed to show off Sarasate's amazing, dazzling technique. Our violinist this afternoon, with equal dazzle, is Arabella Steinbecker. Thank you.
Thank you.
introduction, and Rondo Capriccioso by Saint-Saëns and on violin Arabella Steinbacher, conducting the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra, Lawrence Foster on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
the work of composer Ola Yalo, who was also our pianist for Dawn, joined by the 12 Ensemble. And from the opera Il Trovatore, Verdi's Anvil Chorus, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus, with the director, the conductor, Carl Davis. On a spring afternoon, on a Friday afternoon, with the weekend on the horizon, with blue skies and warm sun for most of us, what better music than the serene, the hypnotic and the dreamlike Prelude à l'après-midi d'Orphon by Debussy on Classic FM. the Cleveland Orchestra with Pierre Boulez in charge for Claude Debussy's Prelude à l'après-midi de Faune. 22 minutes to 3 on Classic FM, and JR is taking us to the pictures tonight and tomorrow.
Every weekend, Classic FM at the movies.
Two evenings full of your favourite soundtracks. Presented by Jonathan Ross.
Some film scores really stick with you, don't they? They make you feel something, even long after the film's finished. And that's what we celebrate every weekend, with a programme packed full of fantastic music from the films you love.
Classic FM at the movies with Jonathan Ross.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
This evening from 7.
Classic FM.
Music by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. We heard the third movement, in fact, the finale to his Symphony in G, and a great performance on Classic FM by the Ensemble Resonance. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The London Symphony Orchestra Chamber Ensemble, together with the choir Tenebrae and Sanctus, part of the 4A Requiem. The soloist Gordon Nikolich and the conductor Nigel Short. And Schubert, the Marche Militaire No. 1, pianists Radu Lupu and Daniel Barenboim. 3:09. Just thinking, a week today, we will be on day one of the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025. Juliet as a young girl from the ballet Romeo and Juliet by Prokofiev and performed by the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. Hall of Fame, 3:03, imminent on Classic FM after the news and, of course, our weekend weather.
Classic FM.
Make your favourite meals even more delicious with Sainsbury's Taste the Difference range. Like the classic cheese toastie. Creamy, melty, comforting. Surely it couldn't be tastier. Just wait until you try Taste the Difference Barber's Mature Cruncher Cheddar. It's handcrafted in Somerset and matured for up to 15 months for a fuller flavour. Which really just means that once you bite into your toastie, it won't last long. Make a small change and taste a big difference. Just ask Sainsbury's.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
The people are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
The customer service is really good.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero accounting software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero accounting software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero accounting software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
Refresh your home with savings on every range in the Oak Furnitureland Easter Sale. Like a stunning dining table that brings everyone together, a luxurious bed to curl up with your latest show, or a sumptuous sofa for basking in brighter evenings. Buy now and spread the cost with 3 years interest-free credit from $499 and no deposit. Discover style that lasts in our Easter Sale. Oak Furnitureland. Grow your home. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furnitureland FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Bring your pensions together with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
The following reading is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Extreme Metaphors, J.G. Ballard, page 37. Before going to China with my parents, I spent 6 months in Canada. I went to Detroit, Buffalo, the Niagara Falls. What's more, the Shanghai I knew was entirely within the sphere of American influence. The cars, the merchandise, Coca-Cola, air conditioning, the radio stations, the comics, the lifestyle, it was all American. Today, I'd much like to go to the United States, but up to now, I haven't had the opportunity. You know I've had to bring up my 3 children, and that doesn't make traveling easy. And the America that interests me is that reflected to us in the mass media. The America of cinema, of television, of magazines, of publicity.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Parliament is being recalled tomorrow to discuss the future of British Steel. There are suggestions the plant in Scunthorpe, which has the last operating blast furnaces in Britain, could be nationalised. Alan Jones is the industrial correspondent at PA Media.
Whatever option the government decide will cost a lot of money. You know, the government have been saying all week that nothing is off the table. Hopefully by the end of the day we'll know what is on the table, because at the moment, you know, there's very little detail other than the MPs being recalled.
US markets are about to open on the news China's retaliated further with taxes on American imports of 125%. Donald Trump increased tariffs on Chinese products sold in the US to 145% in an attempt to encourage more companies to manufacture in America. China's called it bullying. The president says it's all about resetting the relationship. The UK economy grew by more than expected in February, with a 0.5% increase in GDP. It was driven by an increase in manufacturing. Ben Caswell from the National Institute of Economic Research says caution needs to be applied.
This is against the backdrop of a UK economy which is fragile and faces significant headwinds as well, especially in light of escalating trade tensions and the tariff measures announced this month. So while we don't see those tariff measures captured in today's data, that is still an ongoing concern for the UK.
25 dogs and 10 cats had to be rescued from kennels near Cumbernauld last night as a wildfire took